Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the Root's on fire. The country is on fire. And boy, you better get ready to fight. Because it's going down like the Hindenburg, like the Titanic, like the Poseidon Adventure. And now I'm going to switch to sports as proof that it's going down. Raiders coach forced to resign, John Gruden, one of the greatest coaches in all of NFL football. Super Bowl winner, great record. Tough guy, and they're basing it on emails from 10 years ago, private emails, when he wasn't even employed by the NFL. Private emails that were only found because somebody was out to get John Gruden. Some liberal newspaper crusading reporter was out to get John Gruden. And they dug up emails, and the NFL released them because they were investigating the Washington Redskins for sexual harassment. They demanded hundreds of thousands of private emails. And they dug up John Gruden's, and the NFL must have handed them to a communist reporter, NFL run by communists, who love kneeling for the national anthem and love Black Lives Matter, which hates the United States, hates men and hates white people, hates police officers, would love to see policemen killed, pigs in a blanket, as they say. And that disgusting NFL released them, released private emails to some reporter, and that reporter has ruined the career of John Gruden forever. Here's a man whose entire life is football, 24 hours a day. Here's a man married to his high school sweetheart with, I believe, three sons, and a brother who's a head football coach, another brother who I believe is a neurosurgeon. What a family. What a great American. And because he said something in an email 10 years ago in private, you can't be an NFL coach anymore? And you should see the sports world. Oh, they're all just outraged at John Gruden. Of course he had to go. He said something bad about a black guy who heads the football union, which, by the way, I don't think it had anything to do with the guy being black at all. And he said something bad about gay people. And, he didn't even say something bad about gay people. Because guess what? To use the word pussycat, which I use all the time on the radio, has nothing to do with gay people. And the F word that he used doesn't even have anything necessarily to do with gay people. You can be a gay person and be the coolest, most macho guy in the world. And I love you. And you could be a straight guy and you could be called a name. And you know what? It's all in good fun. I played football. Everyone used those names. And when I played football, everyone was black. And I guarantee you every black NFL football player uses filthy words, the same F word that Gruden used, the same P word that Gruden used. I guarantee you they say lousy things to other white players about white people. I guarantee they call other black players the N word. The NFL allows rappers during important games and the Super Bowl with the most filthy, foul-mouthed, sexualized language the world's ever heard. But God forbid a coach uses the word pussy cat. This is the most ridiculous thing that's ever happened in the history of America sports. You can't be a coach because of something you write in an email, and you're a Super Bowl coach, a Super Bowl winning coach, and now the words you wrote 10 years ago get you fired, and they're acting like that's normal and you had to go. And here's the deal, folks. We all got to stand up and say it's not normal. None of this is normal. Here's anything normal about it. I'm writing the commentary now. I'm demanding to see the emails for the last 10 years of the commissioner of the NFL. Demanding. Do you think maybe Goodall, Roger Goodall, has ever in an email said something that he regrets? Do you think maybe everyone has said something they regret? Let he who is without sin cast the first stone and smash John Gruden's house. He is without sin. Good luck finding an American who has never said something bad in an email. Look at the actor, The Rock. I used to watch his TV show. I forgot the name now, but about an agent. He was a super agent in the football world and in the sports world. And I was always shocked that the open of the show used the N-word. They have a song in the open of the show that uses the N-word. And this guy had no problem. He couldn't say he didn't know about it. It's his own show. And in the open, some rapper sings and uses the N-word. But I'm not supposed to use the N-word? Well, you're singing about it in your TV show? And by the way, John Gruden never used the N-word, so all this is ridiculous. It's a joke. You know what? He called the commissioner a clueless P. Guess what? He's right. He is clueless. He has no idea what any of his fans believe in. No idea. You know what a P means? A pussycat means? It means you're scared of your own shadow. I didn't know that word was off limits. What a joke. What an absolute travesty America's become. What a joke. Russia's laughing at us. China's laughing at us. North Korea's laughing at us. Iran's laughing at us. Heck, Syria's laughing at us. All over the world, people are tortured and murdered and raped. They rape gay people in Muslim countries with pipes and then drop them off buildings. They shoot them in the head while they're buried up to their neck in sand. They throw rocks at them while they're buried up to their heads after they've been gang raped. And you're worrying about the words a guy used in an email? What a joke our country has become. I want to see the emails for the last 10 years of the commissioner of the NFL. I demand to see them. That'll be my next column. And I demand to see the emails of Mark Davis, the owner of the Raiders. I demand to see the emails of every owner in the NFL. What have they said in email in the last 10 years when they were hot under the collar or when they were joking or when they thought they were in private with their friends? How about the players? I want to know what the players have been saying. I don't even want the emails of the players because most of them are too stupid to email. And believe me, that's not a racist comment. White, black, doesn't matter. There's no brain surgeons in the NFL outside of the quarterback position and maybe the center position. There's not exactly brain surgeons. I don't want their emails. I want their texts. I want the texts of every player for the last 10 years. Oh, wait. Scratch that. I want the texts of the players for the last week. Just the last week. Heck, I'll take the last day, and I'll bet you what they've said in the last day to each other in private on text is enough to kick every single player out of football for life. I want the emails and the texts of Joe Biden for the last 20 years. You know, like when he was talking at the death of a KKK wizard, telling you how much he loved him. All the speeches he's made on the Senate floor about how much he disliked black people, didn't want his kids go to school with black people, didn't want school busing. I want to see the emails of that guy, Senator Joe Biden. I want to see the emails and the texts of Barack Obama. Wasn't Barack Obama a president of the United States? Therefore, isn't everything he ever wrote in possession of the government? We, the taxpayers, don't we have a right to see everything a president he did and said? On government-issued email and text, government-issued cell phone, I can't imagine what Barack Obama must have said about some old white Republican senators. Did he call them crackers? Did he call them a terrible name for white people? What did Barack Obama say? I want to know. Let he who cast the first stone be without sin. What a joke. Can you imagine what Obama said in emails? Can you imagine what Biden said in emails? Can you imagine what Nancy Pelosi said in emails? Can you imagine what the United States Congress, all those congressmen, I want their emails for the last 10 years. I want to know what every congressman has said on email. If this is now the litmus test for keeping your job in the United States of America. Last I checked, emails are private. Last I checked, they're none of your gosh darn business. What a joke. What a joke. Clay Travis, who's a great sports guy, and now a conservative talk show host. I've always liked Clay Travis. And he says, I have no problem with rap lyrics, by the way, just like I have no problem with Dave Chappelle's comedy routines. If you don't like something, don't watch it or don't listen to it. But canceling performers you don't like is the antithesis of America and America's marketplace of ideas. And let's not forget Deshaun Watson, the standout quarterback of the Houston Texans, who continues to collect a multi-million dollar paycheck standing on the sideline, even though he's been accused of sexually assaulting 24 women. Watson is eligible to play in the NFL, yet John Gruden was just forced to resign as a coach because of years-old derogatory emails. Actions used to speak louder than words, no more. And that's what I say on this show all the time. My dad, the butcher, had great common sense. I will always be an SOB, son of a butcher. And my dad always said, actions speak louder than words. Don't worry about what a man says. Worry about what he does. Sticks and stones can break my bones, but words can never hurt me. Our country has gone weird. Our country has gone wild. Our country has gone rancid. This country is rancid. If you can force out a Super Bowl coach because of words in an email from 10 years ago that weren't meant for your ears, your delicate, politically correct snowflake ears. Let's move on to other topics. The music's on. When I get back, I'm going to be firing away at Southwest Airlines and the CEO of Southwest. Arrest him. Arrest him and perp walk him, Governor Greg Abbott of Texas. Guess what? Guess what the Constitution says? States' rights. The laws of Texas supersede a federal mandate. A federal mandate is not a law. Joe Biden's mandate that everyone must get vaccinated in companies bigger than 100 employees is BS. It has no teeth. You can't arrest someone. You can't force someone. A mandate is meaningless. But state law in Texas is the law. And if you fire one employee in the state of Texas, arrest the CEO of Southwest. Perp walk him. Perp walk him right to prison. Teach him a lesson. Wayne Allen Root, the Warrior.
Awesome and amazing day. Hey, friends, it's John and Chelsea Jubilee, and here's my beautiful wife, Chelsea.
Hi, women. I have a message just for you today. Every single day, we have women that come to us in pain. Not physically, even though, yes, that is too, but in pain from suffering of hopelessness because they have tried every single thing to lose weight, and they can't.
And they can't year after year after year, and they give up. They give up hope. They're desperate. They're in a dark place, but we have a light of truth. Science is a search for the truth that is known. In our breakthrough science of intercellular hydration, ladies, you will lose 15 to 20 pounds of solid fat every 4 weeks. Go log on to our website. Look at the testimonials of real women just like you who were hopeless, but this changed their life.
Check us out at energizedhealth.com. That's energizedhealth.com.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. As you may know, I don't often publicly endorse charities, but I am today taking the time to tell you about the Liberty Projects and their wonderful website, vetsandhorses.com. These guys are the real deal. Since they're veterans and ranchers, they know about vets and horses. The Liberty Projects adopts wild Mustangs from the BLM and works with vets to train the horses for service work like Border Patrol and Color Guard. Since they're a team of veterans themselves, they actually care about other veterans. They guide, support, and assist others through the maze of post-military paperwork. The Liberty Project skilled team walks the path beside you to remind you that you are important because you are. Whether it's to volunteer, partner, or make a tax-deductible contribution, visit these guys at vetsandhorses.com. They assemble a team, a venue, and an organization that helps both vets and horses. What could be more patriotic? There are so many great things about this Liberty Project's organization. I encourage you to check them out at vetsandhorses.com. Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. I want to tell you about my friends at Tangible Investments. Tangible is among the biggest precious metals and rare coin dealers in America. 35 years in business, billions in sales, they sold one rare coin collection for $15 million, the largest private sale in history at the time. They've been awarded the PNG designation. That means they're the best of the best in the world. But here's the big advantage for you. Tangible might just have the lowest overhead of any precious metals dealers. That means they can afford to give you incredible deals. Tangible will sell you gold at 1% over the New York spot price. Just 1% over the New York
spot price? Who does that? No one ever. Just say Root. That's it. You get your gold at a price no one in America can match. This offer is limited to 5 ounces per family. Get started by contacting Tangible Investments at 800-384-41. That's toll free, 800-384-41. Be sure to say Root, 800-384-41, or online at TII1.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered, coming to you live from Las Vegas and broadcast across the country on USA Radio Network. Now, back to war.
Wayne Allen Root, and everything in my book is coming to life, real life. The Great Patriot Protest and Boycott book has been number one in about 20 categories in Amazon for about 3 weeks now, and everything is happening as I predicted. We've got to protest. We've got to strike. We've got to boycott. We've got to use Dr. Martin Luther King's version of civil disobedience. What do you think has been happening for the last several days with Southwest Airlines? Their claim is that this is some sort of a natural thing. It's not a strike. It's not a boycott. It's not pilots sicking out. It's not stewardesses, flight attendants sicking out. It's not air traffic controllers sicking out. It's weather-related. It's worker shortages. It's anything but a massive strike slash boycott. Right out of my book, The Great Patriot Protest, the boycott book, we have brought Southwest to their knees. To their knees. Southwest is going to be finished as a company. This has been the greatest company in America for 30 years, and by far the greatest airline in America for the last 30 years. And the founder must be rolling over in his grave. He wrote books. People all wanted to know how to manage the Southwest way. He must be rolling over in his grave. They're taking down the entire airline. You cannot. No company in America can survive if the workers who don't want to be vaccinated band together and tell you to go F yourself. You know, like that simple phrase, three words, F Joe Biden, that everybody's saying. The new national mantra, the new national anthem, F Joe Biden. Screw Joe Biden. F you, Joe Biden. Do the same thing to your company. Screw them. If everybody sticks together, you either hang together or you will surely hang separately, as Benjamin Franklin once said. If you stick together and walk out on the Venetian and the MGM, it's time for mass protests. Walk out on the Vegas police. Walk out on the Vegas fire. Walk out, nurses, on all the hospitals. Get in the streets. Tell them to go F themselves. without you working for them, they don't have a hospital anymore. They don't have an ambulance company anymore. They have no police department. They have no fire department. They've got nothing. There are no schools if teachers walk out in masks. Oh, on that one I'll laugh, because teachers are all communists. 90% of them, communist loser traitors. Ship them all to another country. Don't worry about the teachers. Let them sink. They got the vaccine. Probably won't have to worry about them too much longer, sadly, tragically. You know, it's the saddest thing. If you get the vaccine that proves to be the killer, that so many doctors tell me it is, that you don't die instantly, many people do, but like 90% will live for a year or two or three, and then it's going to get everybody. That's what the doctors tell me. I don't know. I'm not a doctor. I'm not a scientist. I know it's damaging people's immune systems. I know people are dying. I personally know several people, five, who have died quickly after getting their vaccine, and they chalked it up to whatever, stroke, heart attack, blood clots. They never say it's the vaccine, but they were fine till they got the vaccine. Now they're dead. But assume over the next 3 years, slowly, lots of Americans who got the vaccine are going to be in major health problems. It's very sad, very tragic. I don't care if you're a Democrat. I don't care if you're a Republican. I don't care if you're white or black, Jewish or Muslim. I don't care what you are. I don't want anybody to die. I don't want to say I told you so to anybody. But you're making such bad decisions based on government, who never has your best interests in mind, and Big Pharma, who never has your best interests in mind. You know, when you think of, like, the worst bank in America, it's hands down Wells Fargo. Wells Fargo has been cheating customers. How many times has the federal government caught Wells Fargo cheating customers? My God, I don't have enough hands and enough fingers to count it. I need my fingers, my hands, my toes, and somebody else's fingers and someone else's toes. Every 5 minutes they catch Wells Fargo cheating their own customers. And same thing with almost all the firms on Wall Street. They're all such nice people. All they ever do is cheat their customers. And all of them, including Wells Fargo, who's the worst offender of any bank, they're all like saints compared to Big Pharma. All these pharmaceutical companies, do you know how many times they've been caught lying and cheating and literally committing fraud with their tests, you know, so that they could rig it so a drug passes when it's not passable? And you're listening to them? And the irony is, liberals always hated government and didn't trust it, and hated Big Pharma, didn't trust it. And now that Democrats are in charge of the government, they trust the shot. They've suddenly decided Big Pharma tells the truth because Biden's president. And Biden tells the truth even though he's never met the truth in his entire life. Go get the Great Patriot Protest the Boycott book and use the ideas inside it for strikes, boycotts, protests and civil disobedience. Let's go to the streets. Let's take them down. Let's put all these companies out of business or bring them to their knees. I love Vegas. I don't want to put Wynn or Venetian or MGM out of business, but bring them to their knees. In a week, they'd be begging you to come back, and they do just what Southwest CEO just said. I'm not for the mandate. I don't want to fire anybody because they're scared. They're shaking. We got them on the run.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
War now. USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
FDA scientists are refusing to take a stand on Moderna's coronavirus booster shot. They wrote two-dose vaccines still provide enough protection against death or serious diseases. House Democrats have some critical decisions to make in the coming days about President Biden's agenda. That's how House Speaker Nancy Pelosi opened a briefing on Tuesday, Pelosi saying she's trying to carry out President Biden's domestic agenda by not only passing a bipartisan infrastructure bill, but the Democrats' budget bill as well.
We are very grateful to our president for saying, I want to pass the bipartisan legislation on infrastructure, but I will not confine my vision for the future to what can be in that bill. Hence, we need the Build Back Better.
This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
My new book is a great hit, the Great Patriot Protest, the boycott book, but in the back are the names and phone numbers and... oak companies in America that you should go after and put them out of business and get the CEO fired and drive them to their knees. But you know who isn't in the book? I wish it was. Southwest Airlines. Southwest Airlines is not in the book because up till now they've been a great company. But I'm telling you, we already did it. Everyone's following my advice because people are sending so many emails to Southwest and those pilots are refusing to fly for Southwest. And the result of that is the CEO of Southwest basically fell to his knees a few minutes ago and said that he's against the mandates. First, he said it's not his choice and he's going to continue doing it because Biden is the president of the United States and he's demanded it. And then he said, I'm against the mandates and no employees will be fired because of the mandates. Why do you think that is? Because of your emails and your letters. We've got the power, folks. We've got it. All you have to do is exercise it now. Sponsor of this segment of the show, Sons of Liberty CBD. I love working out hard every day. I turned 60 this year, and working out can cause serious aches and pains if you're 30, let alone 60, 30 years later. And so I work out 90 minutes pretty much every day, 60 on the days I can't do 90. And I was commiserating with Jay Schrader, my buddy, the Super Bowl champion, former Redskins and Raiders quarterback, about the challenges of staying in great shape for anyone over age 50. And the biggest challenge is serious aches and pains. I don't have them anymore. Zero. Because he recommended Sons of Liberty CBD. You'll find it at sonsoflibertycbd.com. He said it would heal my body. He was right. No more aches and pains. I feel like $1 million. I work out 90 minutes at the age of 60 every day. I don't have a single pain. It's the most high-quality CBD ever. You'll never find higher-quality CBD. And I will never smoke pot in my lifetime. Never have, never will. But CBD is not pot. It won't get you high. It's 100% legal and 100% American-grown, and it's real, and it's mainstream, and it works. And for my listeners only, sonsoflibertycbd.com is offering a discount of up to 25% off every product if you use the code WAR15 at checkout. WAR15 for Wayne Allyn-Root, WAR15. You'll get up to 25% off every product forever. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business, sonsoflibertycbd.com. So for this segment, because this show, even though it's not a sports show, you know I've got a sports background and a football background and a football-related business publicly traded on Wall Street. And I love the NFL, and I've always loved it, but they're making it very hard to love between the kneeling and the Black Lives Matter and the social justice messages. It all makes me want to vomit. And now they've thrown in firing John Gruden, who's a great coach. And if you want to fire him, then fire him for his record. But you don't fire him for emails and words from 10 years ago. It's all BS. But I've invited Jay Schrader on, my buddy, the former quarterback, who has a little different view than mine. And that's okay. That's what we're here for, to hear lots of different views, respectively. And we've got Jay on the line. Jay Schrader, welcome to the Wayne Allyn-Root Show. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for having me on.
All right. So your reaction to the Gruden resignation, but I don't think it was a resignation. It was clearly a firing. They met in a room and they said, you either resign or you get fired. My guess is, by the way, Jay, they must have offered an incentive. They must have said, if we fire you, it's a morals clause because of what you said in those emails. You get nothing. You have $60 million left on a $100 million contract. If you're a nice boy and you resign, be a good boy and resign, and don't cause any waves, we'll give you $10 million out of the $60 million. There must have been a kicker in there to say, I resign, instead of force them to fire you. There must have been.
I'm sure there was. There's no, you know, I'm sure there was some type of deal. John Gruden and Mark Davis have been friends for a long time. I'm sure there's, you know, something in there that, hey, look, I don't want to do this, but Mark Davis was forced to do it with the culture today. There was no other way around it. Otherwise, they would have been the laughing stock of the NFL, and it would have been talked about. So it's unfortunate, that 10 years ago you can go back and stuff that you wrote, said, or anything else. But it is what it is, and I'm sure.
But you don't think every NFL player and coach speaks the same way? You don't think everyone's used those words? I'm not an NFL player. I've never been in a locker room in my life where words weren't used that if you ever heard them in public instead of in private among just a bunch of guy friends, everybody would be offended and you'd lose your job. Everybody in private says things they wish they could take back. The question is, why should John Gruden be singled out?
Well, it's only because of today's culture, Wayne. Bottom line, let's get that straight. It's only because of today's culture and you know, the way things have gone, the unbelievable campaign that the NFL is on to, you know, try to incorporate everybody and make everybody feel good because, you know, all they want is your money. So that's the bottom line. That's the only reason it happened, and it will continue to happen until the people rise up and go, enough is enough of this campaign.
Right. Well, I say now's the time to rise up. I mean, it's supposed to be the last, listen, Jay, the last bastion of performance where the only thing that counts is your record, not your words, should be sports, and especially professional sports, and a coach that won a Super Bowl. It's about winning and losing. It is not about your words. Now, if he said in the Super Bowl, in the locker room, the N-word, say, that's something nobody can come back from. I get it. Even though black players call themselves the N-word 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. But how do you justify, let me bring this up, Jay, Super Bowl and championship games, AFC and NFC, they've got rappers on the stage who are saying the most filthy, all okayed by the commissioner, the most filthy, foul-mouthed, anti-American, anti-white, anti-woman, sexist things, anti-homosexual things I've ever heard in my life, and that's, they're being paid millions by the NFL to sing those disgusting rap songs that are racist and misogynic and every other bad word you can use. So why is that okay?
It's not. It's not. But it's the culture. It's all about culture and who you're trying to please. It's not okay. I mean, it's the bottom line. Yeah, they go out there and they sing those songs. They degrade women all the time when they're rapping. And you're like, okay, why is that okay? And yet, yes, they're the Super Bowl halftime. It makes no sense. There is no rhyme or reason behind it. It's all about, hey, what is today's topic? And how are we going to please the people today so they don't come after us? That's all it is. It's the culture today, which is very unfortunate.
But they don't understand their own customer. Their own customer is mostly, right, in the NFL, white, middle-class, blue-collar, pro-Donald Trump, and for the most part, not that anybody condones using racist language or anti-gay language, but for the most part, I think most conservatives believe actions count stronger than words and no one should be fired over words in an email from 10 years ago.
Yeah, I mean, it's ridiculous. We've all said things in our past that we want to forget,
right,
and go back. There's no question about it. And, you know, to have that come up at this point in time, you know, this all stems from the Washington football team investigation.
Bruce Allen, the president of Washington, friends with Gruden. I know that. Yep.
Yeah,
but don't you think there's more to this? I think there's more to this than meets the eye. I think first of all, he trashed the commissioner. Let's start with that. So you don't think the commissioner ordered the emails to be released to the media to ruin John Gruden? Of course he did. Well, either that or maybe Mark Davis, who's friends with Gruden and loves him, but realized he made a big mistake with a $100 million 10-year contract with a guy who actually is, as you pointed out, has a losing record. What's his record with the Raiders?
He's 22-31.
So maybe he realized he didn't want to eat $100 million, so he just figured this is a way to get rid of the guy. I don't know. Somebody was out to get this guy. He was a powerful guy with a $100 million contract. Someone woke up on the bad side of the bed and decided to destroy him, clearly.
Oh, no question. And you're right. He went after the commissioner. He said what he thought about the commissioner. He went after the director of the NFL Players Association. So they got together and they said, okay, how are we going to get this guy? So, you know, they leaked the emails and they got them out and they probably were the ones that helped write the article. So, you know, in their favor. So who knows? There's a lot that we'll never know about it. We just know that, you know, in today's culture, somebody got upset. They wrote it and they're trying to please, you know, this whole group, all these groups out there that, you know, say they're being disrespected and all that, but when it comes to their own culture, they're okay with it. So
it's so confusing to me.
It's so confusing to me
because, first of all, the audience of the NFL is probably 98% macho straight guys. There's probably like 2% or less that are gay. And yet, if you say something against macho white guys, do you think if they unearthed an email from anyone, players, the commissioner, saying something terrible about Trump voters, do you actually believe anyone would be fired for that? No way. No way. And yet, we're 98% of the customers. And the 2% that are gay are dictating who gets hired, who gets fired. The NFL doesn't live or die over that 2%. They live or die over the 98% that are macho male. So it doesn't make sense to me that you'd run a league where that's what matters. I don't think he intended anything racist about the guy who runs the Players Association. Was it Maurice Smith or DeMarcus Smith, whatever his name is? I don't think it had anything to do with the color of his skin. I think he was putting him down because he was leading us into a strike that would have made the NFL go away, and he was very angry about it, John Gruden. Anybody could see that. He's not a racist guy.
No, no, and I'm sure that was a lot of it behind it. You know, again, Wayne, we've all been in situations, we've all had friends that, you know, we know what they said or how they said it, but somebody's going to take it a different way and run with it. And if they get enough voices behind them, they make people believe that, and it's unfortunate.
All right, they're beeping. They all want you, but I don't want you to go away yet, Jay. I want you to come back. There's a few more things I want to talk about vis-a-vis the Raiders, and I also want to talk about Sons of Liberty CBD, which is the company that you represent because they did such great things for you. I want you to tell everybody, after all those hits in the NFL and all that pain and all the arthritis, you know, how Sons of Liberty CBD has helped to heal your body and change your life. So don't go anywhere. Stay with us. Jay Schrader, Super Bowl champion quarterback with the Washington football team. Washington Redskins, that's the only thing I could say. Washington Redskins / football team and the Raiders. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Jay Schrader, Super Bowl 22 champion and former Raiders quarterback. Playing professional football for 11 years, beat my body up pretty bad. I've had so many surgeries on my neck, back, and shoulders, and knees, I've just learned to live with constant discomfort. I tried so many products, some worked for a little while, but nothing gave me total relief until one day, a golfing buddy introduced me to Sons of Liberty CBD.com. I used their CBD Muscle Ease, rubbed it on my hands and neck, and wow, what did it do for me? I immediately began using their other products, and I have golfed pain-free for the first time in many years. I've reached out to Sons of Liberty CBD and visited their operation from farm to factory. Folks, this team walks the walk. Their motto is, for vets, by vets. I shared the product with my friend Wayne Allen Root, and now he's a fan of sonsoflibertycbd.com. Wayne's fans will receive a 15% discount using code WAR15 at checkout. I told all my NFL buddies about sonsoflibertycbd.com, and now I'm telling you, go to sonsoflibertycbd.com. When it works for you, like it did for me, we both win.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot for Patriot VPN. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information without your knowledge. Examples in the news recently, remember all the companies that have been hacked? Cuba censored the internet to kill protests? Here in America, conservative groups are being actively targeted. Your personal information and internet history is being sold by your ISP. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forever. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business or your family, starting at only $6.95 a month, use code WAR and get 3 months free. With an annual subscription, it's all at patriotvpn.com. That's patriotvpn.com.
My feet hurt. So when Mike Lindell told me about his new My Slipper, I just had to try it. It's more than a bedroom slipper. It's an indoor-outdoor slipper with a three-tier cushioning system that combines two layers of foam with a patented impact gel to keep you from wanting to ever take them off. I love them. They're comfortable, beautifully finished with leather suede, faux fur linings, and an indoor-outdoor sole. And Mike guarantees this will be the most comfortable slipper you'll ever own, or you'll get your money back. 60-day money money back guarantee, 1 year warranty, and you can save 40% when you go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175, mention USA Radio when you get to give them the promo code USA, and they will take good care of you. Save 60% on just about anything on the MyPillow website when you use my promo code USA. MyPillow.com, my slippers.
Does your business spend $500?
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
I tried to tell all of you, I told you that millions of people would rather quit their jobs than get the vaccine. And look what just came out at CNBC. A record 4.3 million workers quit their jobs in August. Why do you think that is? Does anybody think there's any other reason other than vaccine mandates? Because you could argue there's a reason why jobs are open. People aren't looking for jobs because they get too much money from this idiot that runs our country, Joe Biden, this idiot with a communist cabal behind him, Joe Biden. But that's the reason why there are job openings and not enough people are looking for jobs. But why did 4.3 million workers quit their jobs in August? Because they don't want the vaccine. I said that vaccine mandates would wipe out the workforce and wipe out 9/11 calls. When you call 9/11, there will not be police or fire there. Nobody will be there when you call. All right, let's get back to Jay Schrader, because police and fire and paramedics and nurses are all quitting in droves. Jay Schrader is with us, Super Bowl champion quarterback with the Washington Redskins, also played with the Raiders during his 11-year career, representing our title sponsor, SonsOfLibertyCBD.com. Last thing I want to say about the whole Gruden thing, Jay, just so you know how my audience reacts, everybody, go to my Facebook page, every one of my fans on Gruden's side. Here's one that just wrote in moments ago, modern-day witch hunt, let's check the players' emails. Major double standard.
Exactly. I agree.
Right?
I agree.
And then he says, major violation of freedom of privacy and speech. He says, 10 years back, are you kidding me? He says, you are right, Wayne. Someone targeted him. Too bad. Raiders are done for the season. Stick a fork in it. Just another example of the left destroying America. I mean, that's the reaction of most all-American men that I know who watch football. That the NFL is miscalculated again. They just don't get it. The audience that is happy you fired Gruden doesn't watch football, doesn't care, doesn't spend money on football. So why don't you care about the people who are your very customers? That's what's so crazy.
Yeah, it was definitely a witch hunt, and they were going after him. And I think it's, you know, as you said before, I think it comes down from the league office because he went after the commissioner, he went after the head of the NFLPA, and
right.
You know they're
right.
Like, oh, hey, we can't have that. We're more powerful than him. He can't tell us what to do. So I think they went after him, and they got what they wanted.
Yeah, if I'm him, I sue the NFL for $1 billion for ruining his career, for leaking those emails, private emails they had no right to do. I'd go after all of them, everyone who was involved in leaking those emails, including the press, the media that was handed those emails that leaked private emails. Isn't there any privacy in the United States of America anymore? Ridiculous.
Well, look at what paper it came out in. That's
right.
All you need to know, right?
Right, right. This came out, what, in the New York Times or the Washington Post? I can't even remember.
New York Times, yeah.
New York Times, there we go. You know where this all started? You know what started all of this?
And by the way, the league offices are in New York. Isn't that a coincidence?
Right. And then, you know what started all of this was Donald Trump, when he ran for president, and they released that Access Hollywood videotape that never made it on the air. Somebody had it all these years. Nobody ever thought to release it. But when he ran for president, they released it. That was the beginning. And then after that, they leaked his phone call with the president of Ukraine. They decided, liberals, that to destroy people, to wipe out conservatives, you just leak whatever you can grab. But nobody's ever leaked a word of Joe Biden or Barack Obama. You ever notice that? Nobody ever leaks anything that a liberal writes in an email or says in a text or says in a phone call. Only leaks happen against conservatives. How could that be a coincidence?
Right. Yeah, and I just, you know, I'm not a fan. And, you know, if you've been in politics for 50 years and you become a millionaire and you haven't figured out anything yet, why are you still in politics, yet alone running our country? It just doesn't make sense.
And that, by the way, that's part of the issue that most people don't even know. I didn't even know till this morning. Nobody mentioned that it was against gays, it was against blacks, it was against the commissioner, it was against the players union guy. I didn't hear till this morning that he wrote some vicious stuff about Joe Biden, how dumb he was. And so he called Joe Biden a pussy cat without the cat part. And so that's got to play into this, too. In other words, this is the government. This is the deep state. Somebody was out to get this guy, or maybe just Mark Davis didn't want to pay out the last $60 million of his $100 million contracts. They entered into a conspiracy to figure out a way to force this guy to be embarrassed and resign. I don't know. But in any case, there's a lot of money involved in this, Jay. $60 million left on a 10-year, $100 million contract. Very interesting how this is all going to play out. Let's talk about Sons of Liberty CBD, because you got hit so many times in your career as a quarterback, college, NFL. Your body must have ached, and you never found anything that helped that ache until Sons of Liberty CBD. What happened exactly?
Well, that was just it. I was out playing golf, and a buddy of mine introduced me to it. He gave me the roll-on one day. I put it on my hands because I was having a hard time holding the golf club because of the arthritis and, you know, banging up my hands. And I finished the day, and I felt absolutely terrific. I put it on my back. I started taking some of their gel caps to reduce inflammation. I found out that it's not marijuana. You can't get high from it. It's actually an all-natural product. It actually was, you know, back in the 20s and 30s, you know, it was illegal for farmers not to grow it because it was such a good product. And then guess what? Big Pharma came in and said, oh, we can't have that. That's healthy. And that's when it became illegal. Now it's coming back to the smart people are using it. It's an anti-inflammatory that helps everything from circulation to your joints and everything else.
Jay Schrader,
we're
up against a tight break, Jay. Thank you for coming on the show. SonsOfLibertyCBD.com. Up to 25% off every product if you use the code WAR15 for Wayne Allyn Root. Please support veteran-owned SonsOfLibertyCBD.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
One.